Father, we thank you for your word. There's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. That your word is alive. It is speaking to us. Speak to us today through your word, Father. We have ears to hear. We have an open heart and ears to hear. In Jesus' name. I want to share with you before we get into the study of Passover, which we're going to be in Exodus chapter 12. Everybody knows that by now. Before we continue this study on the Passover, I want to share with you something that I heard yesterday morning when I was standing at my kitchen window, which really spoke to me, and I wanted to share it with you. And I think it'll all tie in together with what we're studying concerning Passover. Yesterday, as I was standing at my kitchen window, I heard Holy Spirit say, choose the better part. Choose the better part. And then, as he usually does with me, and I'm sure he does with you too, he'll bring a scripture to my remembrance. And the scripture he brought to my remembrance was the words that Jesus spoke to Martha. He said, Martha, Martha, you are troubled and anxious about many things, but Mary has chosen the better part, or the good part that can never be taken away from her. So this is what this is how the New Living Translation reads this. It's Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. Okay? There is only one thing worth being concerned about. This is how it translates. He's saying this to Martha. Mary has discovered it. Mm-hmm. Mary has discovered it. And it will not be taken away from her. Mm-hmm. Lord, I said, Lord, what do you mean by this? Mm-hmm. What I know I've heard a lot of teachings on this. You have too. Lord, what is the better part? Mm-hmm. What are you saying here that will never be taken away from Mary? Mm-hmm. So like any good student, I go and look some things up. But the next verse I heard come up in my inner man, the next word I heard after I asked the Lord this question, was the verse that is found in Luke 8:18. I heard these two words, okay? Luke 8:18. So, pay attention how you hear. Mm-hmm. How you hear. Mm-hmm. And certain words came alive to me when I heard this. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even what they think they understand, will be taken away from them. So I heard these two words, and from there, like I just said, I asked the Lord, what is the better part? What are you talking about, Lord? What is the better part? I know what I've heard, but speak to me about this, Lord. Speak to me about this. So, I looked up the word chosen, and I looked up the word good, because Jesus said to Mary that Mary had chosen the better or the good part. Mary chose the good part, and he also said it'd never be taken away from her. Right. Never. Okay, so the word chosen I looked up, and that's number 1586, and that's how the King James says it. It says Mary has chosen that good part. So let's look at the word chosen, 1586. I think you're going to find this very interesting. 1586 is ekleg amai. Okay? Ekleg amai. And it comes from two other words, Greek words, 1537 and 3004. And I'm going to look at all these with you in together, and I'm going to give you a definition and break it down, okay? See exactly what the Lord is saying here. Mary has chosen. It means to select, to make a choice, or to choose out. To select, to make choice, or choose, and then in the brackets beside it says out. To choose out. Okay? I told you it came from 1537, right? 1537, the Greek word is ek. It means the point whence motion or action proceeds. Okay? Just bear with me because it's all come together. The point, there's a point, a And from that point, motion or action is going to follow.
So it's the beginning of something.
That's what choice means, or chosen. Let's get it all together. And it also comes from that 3004, Leg-O.
Put together one building block.
To lay forth or to relate in words. Thus we have the word have Legos.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. To lay forth, relate in words. So I'm going to review this because we're going to put it all together, okay? Mary has chosen something. Mary has made a selection. Mm-hmm. Mary has made a choice. And she has chosen out of everything she could choose from Martha. Of everything she could choose from Martha, she has chosen out something. And I'm calling it the better part. Is what Jesus said. And it will never be taken away from her. Are you getting the picture? She out of all the things she could choose from, she chose out this one thing. And Jesus said, it's the good part. It's the better part. Let's keep on going. She made a choice. She chose out. There was a point in her life, in other words, there was a point in Mary's life that from that point right there, what she chose, her emotions or actions would proceed based on what she chose from that point in her life. Oh, my goodness. There's a point. There's a point. There is a point where emotion or action will proceed in our life, and that is our point of choice. That's what we've chosen. Okay. So, and she laid forth or she related in words. What's another way of saying this? Mary's relating to Jesus was based on his words. She heard his words, and from that point she chose, from now on I'm going to relate to you based on what comes out of your mouth. Isn't that how we build relationships, even in the natural? Can we relate to people that speak things out of their mouth that we kind of go like,
is it your life or death?
I can't make a choice to go forward with you from this point based on what's coming out of your mouth.
Right.
She related to Jesus. That's what I'm trying to say. She related to Jesus based on his words.
Jesus.
Her whole relationship with Jesus was based on what came out of his mouth. That's what she chose. So this is what the Lord spoke to me. This is what you spoke. What is Jesus calling the good part? Are you going to go and look at something else? Put it all together. What is Jesus calling the good part? What did Mary discover? I asked these questions to the Lord. Jesus, what are you calling the good part? And what did Mary discover? Mary discovered how to hear. Mary, we always want to say, Mary chose the best. And it's not bad to choose to sit at Jesus' feet. We always say that when we hear this teaching. And that's not bad. But what Mary discovered that could never be taken away from her was how to hear the voice of God. Because Jesus said, take heed how you hear. Because even if you think you hear and you have understanding, but you're not continually hearing and getting understanding from me, even what you think you have, you will lose. Mary discovered how to hear. Let's keep on going. I looked up the word how. You ready for this? No, you're not. You're not really ready for this. How is number 4459 in the Greek. Oh, God. The word is pos, P-O-S, pos, and it translates in what way? In what way? How? Question mark. In what way? Sometimes the question is indirect. Very subtle. Indirect. Also as an exclamation, and also can mean how much. Okay, let's put it together. 4459 post, P-O-S, that's a long O, P-O-S, post, in what way? Sometimes the question is indirect, how? Also as an exclamation, how much? From the base word, number 4226, poo. I had a little inside laugh when I heard that. Poo. From the base word poo, by implication to what locality? Comes from the base word poo, 4226. Come on, so you get this. It implies what locality? What position are you taking? What locality are you in when you're hearing? Put it all together. So pay attention in what way, how much you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, but those who are not listening, even what they think they understand, will be taken away from them. Now, what did Jesus say would never be taken away from Mary? The good part. And what was the good part?
The way
she heard it. Yes, the good part was that she made a choice. From that point in her life, she made a choice, and all of her actions would proceed. And what was her choice? Her choice was who she chose to listen to. How she heard. The good part. The good part there was how to hear. So this is what the Lord was showing me yesterday. The good part that will never be taken from you is the part that is known as how you hear. In what manner you hear. What locality, where are you getting your source from what you are hearing. That, y'all,
watch that source.
Because God says, Jesus said there, take heed how you hear. Mm-hmm. Because to the one who hears, they will even gain more understanding. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that what happened to Mary?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She related to Jesus based on what she heard. So putting this all together, what did I feel like the Lord was trying to show me that I wanted to share with you? He said, there's a good part. Mm-hmm. There's a good portion. Mm-hmm. And it'll never be taken away from you. Because mm-hmm. it is the one thing in the Word that God said, Jesus said with his mouth, that whoever chose this part will never be taken. This will never be taken away from them. No one can ever steal it from you. Mm-hmm. And to take heed how you hear, because to the one that hears, they get what? They gain more and more understanding. But the one who doesn't pay attention to how they hear, they will do what? They will lose even what they hear. But what did Jesus say to Mary? It'll never be taken away from her. She'll never lose this. Mm-hmm. She will never lose. Because she figured out, what did Mary figure out? What did Mary discover? She discovered how to hear.
Yes. Yes.
And to relate to everything. I'm going to give a chance briefly for those who share that want to share briefly so we can get into the teaching. But she discovered how to hear and how she heard. From that point on, her whole life, that's what I'm trying to say, her whole life was, she related to everything in her life based on what she had heard come out of the mouth of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything.
Yeah.
And that's why nothing could ever be taken away from her.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My, and this part will never be taken. Y'all, how important it is to hear. How, just on the scale of everything in life, how important is it to hear God?
Oh, you can't live without it.
Very important. Crucial, right?
Yes.
That's the difference right now between the people that will collapse in the middle of what's going on or even be victorious in the middle of what's going on. It depends on, they're relating to everything around them based on something. Our relating to everything we hear around us should be based on the words of Jesus and the understanding he gives us. Because it's a good part. Now we just walk in peace. We walk in strength and peace, and we give the strength and peace to others. Dean, you had a comment. That blessed me. How you hear, that was a part. Yes.
I see two believers, Mary and Martha.
Mm-hmm.
They're both believers. I see even with believers that Martha's issue was that things distracted her.
Works.
The noise around.
Mm-hmm.
Doing. It distracted.
Sure it did. That's what he said. You're distracted about many things.
So when how you hear is how you'll operate,
mm-hmm.
and God and the natural is how you'll operate. Hearing from the Lord will push out and push away the distractions.
Yes, well, and the anxiety.
Because you don't have that in your mind.
Distractions. With the distractions come the anxiety, because that's what Jesus said. Martha, you are distracted and anxious about many things.
Yes, Kathy. I haven't just opened my Bible because I saw this piece of paper, mm-hmm. and I know why now, but when you were finishing up Deuteronomy 28, Mary was obedient to, now if you come, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to mm-hmm. observe carefully, so they knew the old covenant about mm. the blessings and the cursing. So she, and that's the first thing he says in Deuteronomy 28.
Wow.
Amen. Lord, wow. To observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today,
mm.
but she, and set you high above the earth and all other nations. So she knew this word.
Mm-hmm.
So she recognized.
Wow, that's good.
If she listens, if she hears everything he has to say,
mm.
then she knows she's going. It's going to fulfill all these blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in the
Mary's not, I got that in her. She's doing. She's the
Martha.
Yeah, Martha's
doing. Well, that's how she related to Jesus. She related to Jesus in doing. She didn't relate to Jesus in his words.
That's right.
She related to Jesus in his in the doings and the works.
Yeah, Mary.
The doing.
Mary recognized him according
mm.
to.
That.
I was just reading. I said, "Oh Lord, that's good."
Well,
but anyway.
Amen. And you know,
then
so
over here is the cursing, but I won't go to that one. But that's everything that's going on right.
Yeah, well, you know, also too, to the Hebrew people here, when he says, "Hear, O Israel," that means hear and obey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means that's mm-hmm. faith. Have, if you hear me, then you have faith.
Amen.
But, amen. How we hear is a part that will never be taken away from us. It's the best part, it's the choice part, and it can never be taken. No matter what comes against us in life, or in this world, we see how we hear. God has said it's the better part, and that part it will never. There's nothing can take that away from you. And to hear God is crucial.
Not being able to talk to him.
My Lord.
I wouldn't have. I'd be dead.
In what way you hear? In what way you hear too? In what way you hear?
Beautiful voice of love.
Take it.
Still small.
Take it in. And how much you hear. But you know, for Jesus to say, if you listen, more understanding will be given.
Amen.
But if you're not listening to me, to my teachings, then what, even what you think you will have will be stolen from you, will be taken away from you.
You know, it blesses me to think about the body mm. of Christ around the world, and especially China just is always a picture of that, but there, it's around the world
mm.
who they have to hide to worship him.
Mm.
And so they've chosen the good part because, and you see the picture of it, because they grow stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the noise around them and the system of the government around them, but yet they grow and they stay strong in their faith because they know and they hear the voice of God because they chose that part in how they hear. So no matter what goes on and how they say that this and that's a God, they know who the true living God is. Mm-hmm. That is a, mm. that's rich.
Mm. And also, you know, that's a lot of strength that only God could give you.
Yeah.
That in the middle of that, where your life and the life of your family is in jeopardy, you still have made that choice. And see, that's exactly what that word means. It's that at that point, it is the point where your emotional action proceeds.
Yes.
Like I've made a choice.
Yes.
And now my emotion action is going to follow the choice I've made. That's why Mary couldn't get up and help Martha, because she'd made a choice. She was going to, amen. Glory amen. To God. Okay, let's get into, amen. The first Passover. Glory to God. We're going to read this briefly. Then I'm going to briefly review what we talked about last week, because it is on audio on our web page, Rivers International. So we're going to briefly read this, and then we're going to briefly review, and we're going to get into the other words today, which will connect all this together. I'm sure it will be a blessing. While the Israelites were still in the land of Egypt, the Lord gave the following instructions to Moses and Aaron. From now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. Announce to the whole community of Israel, this is Exodus 12, announce to the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb or a young goat for a sacrifice, one animal for each household. If a family is too small to eat a whole animal, let them share with another family in the neighborhood. Divide the animal according to the size of each family and how much they can eat. The animal you select must be a one-year-old male, either a sheep or a goat, with no defects. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and the top of the door frames of the houses where they eat the animal. That same night, they must roast the meat over a fire and eat it along with bitter salad greens and bread made without yeast. Do not eat any of the meat raw or boiled in water. The whole animal, including the head, legs, and internal organs, must be roasted over a fire. Do not leave any of it until the next morning. Burn whatever is not eaten before morning. These are your instructions for eating this meal. Be fully dressed, wear your sandals, and carry your walking stick in your hand. Eat the meal with urgency, for this is the Lord's Passover. On that night I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn son and firstborn male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. But the blood on the doorpost will serve as a sign, marking the houses where you are staying. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt, which is the world system, the world. This is a day to remember. Each year from generation to generation, you must celebrate it as a special feast to the Lord. This is a law for all time. Now, there are a few words that I drew out of this that I want to study on. And I know there's a lot of teaching in this room. I know there's a lot of revelation. So I'm giving you next week a chance to go through this. I've said this for a lot. This is the second Sunday. Well, the third Sunday I've said this. Go through this. Get your quiet, be in your quiet time alone with the Lord. What words jump out at you in this? What do you hear? I've related a few here today. Next week is going to be your opportunity to share whatever you see and hear. Because, you know, obviously, you're going to see things I don't see that are going to jump out at you. And it's relation to where you're, it goes back to that word. Here, in relation to where you are. In relation to where your locality, where you are in life, you're gonna, when you read God's word, depending on where you are in life, you're gonna hear different things.
Exactly.
That is just the truth right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you read God's word, it's always new and alive to your situation, your condition. You know, you didn't see it before because it didn't relate to that point in your life. Mm-hmm. Although all God's word relates,
mm-hmm.
but it's that word that you pull out right for that time.
Word.
Okay, so as a quick review, we looked at the word remember in Exodus 12:14. This is a day to remember. So I'm going to review this word remember briefly. Then I'm going to look into what Jesus said about remember, how that translates in the New Testament, and then we're going to go to some other words, okay? So this is a day to remember. Remember, and the King James says memorial. This is a memorial day. Okay, it's number 2146. It's Zikrone. Z-I-K hyphen R-O-N-E with the emphasis on the second part, R-O-N-E.
Zikrone. Concordance, strong concordance, is that what you're giving?
Mm-hmm, the Strong's Concordance, okay.
I never did ask. So
yeah, the Strong's Concordance, yes.
Okay.
And you buy different Strong's Concordance based on the translation you're reading. The one I have that I inherited when Dean and I got married was the King James.
One?
Yes. Blue, yes, the King James, yeah. So I have to go back to the King James, have a King James Bible, which that's where I memorized most scripture was from the King James anyway. So it's easy for me to remember, and I can get that key, pull that key word out of my memory and go back to the concordance. But anyway, that's why sometimes you hear me say the King James says it like this, because that's how I got the word from the Strong's, okay? So the King James uses the word memorial. This is a memorial. This day is a memorial day, okay? So that's the number 2146 that means a memento or remarkable thing. Come on, let's get this, church. Mm-hmm. This is why this is stirring up within the prophets and the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. God is saying, remember this. Remember this. Remember what I did. This is a memento. This is a memorial thing. This is a day or a writing to record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The word is record. A memento or remarkable thing, day or writing, record or record. Mm-hmm. Record. This is a record, God is saying. You ever heard that term, let the record show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a record. Okay, so it comes from another word, 2142, which means to mark. Mark this day. And also as a part of this definition, mark so as to be recognized. Mark this day as to be recognized. To mention it.
Mm-hmm.
To recount it. To bring it. To call. To come. To put. To keep it in remembrance. Review. To mark as to be recognized. To mention. Recount. No wonder the Jewish people celebrate it religiously. God told them to. You recount it from generation. This is a law, God said, from generation to generation. To mention, to recount, to bring, or to call to remembrance. To come to remembrance. To keep to remembrance. To put to remembrance. To bring in remembrance. See? They will own something at the communion table when they ascribe those words in the communion table. You see a lot of churches, the words in remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Recount it, recall it, mark it, put me to remembrance, call me to remembrance, keep me to remembrance. That's what God is saying to the body of Christ. Call me to remembrance during this thing, body of Christ. Bring me in remembrance. Call me into remembrance. Remember that marked day when the blood... Remember the blood that I will pass over you. Amen. And we're to pray that for our nation.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, that word, also 2142, which we say it's all about Jesus, right? It is. It's all about Jesus. He's the center of everything. It's not just words. Jesus is the center of everything. Remember. Everything was made by Him, for Him, and through His glory. There is nothing that was made that was not made by Him, for Him, and through Him, for His glory. Nothing. Jesus is the center of everything. So, when you break down this word, 2142, take it down even further. 2142 comes from 2141. It means a male, a male of men or animal. Remembrance. All this word remembrance, dug deeper and deeper, all comes down to this one word, male, of a man or animal, as being the most noteworthy. Who is that?
Jesus.
This is Jesus. That's why God said, remember it. They didn't even know then what they were doing was prophetic. We know it now, but they didn't know it. This is noteworthy. God is saying, this is about my son. This animal that is without defect represents my son. Glory to God. So let's keep on going. Luke 22:19. Mm. Jesus took some bread, gave thanks to God, and broke it. He said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me.
Amen. To remember the noteworthiness.
Then we have 1 Corinthians 11:24-26. Somebody get that and read it for us. 1 Corinthians 11:24-26. Oh my God, this is so rich when you stop and you meditate on it. Just the stuff we've passed over, and no pun intended. Oh my God.
24-26.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 11:24-26. If you'll please read it.
Okay, this is the New King James.
Okay.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Through 28. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
As often, but we can stop there. As often as you do it, recount it, mention it, recognize it, mark it, keep a record. It's a memorial. It's a thing to remember. Write it down. It's a day or thing that is noteworthy. Amen. So, look at this. Remember and remembrance. In the King James, it says remembrance. Nancy just read that. It's number 362 in the Greek. Okay? Anamino. Anamino. A-N-hyphen, for those that want to know. A-N-hyphen-A-M-hyphen-E-N. Emphasis on the E-N-hyphen-O. And M-N-O. Okay, it means to wait. You know, I just want to be a good student and I want to learn. That's the only reason. I just want to be a good student and I want to learn. It means to await. To wait for. Jesus says, oh, do this to remember me. To await or to wait for. Do this to wait for me. Okay, come on. From another word.
Wait on the Lord.
From another word, 303. From another word, 303. A-N-hyphen-A-H. An-ah. An-ah. A-N-A-H means repetition or intensity. The more you do it, remember it, and mark it, the more intensity is gained in doing it. No wonder Apostle Paul said, quoting Jesus, as often as you do it, you remember, you're marking it. You're marking it. You're remembering the record. You're marking it. Until what? Until I come again. Until I come again. Gets even better. Gets even better. So 362 means to await or wait for. It comes from 303, which means repetition or intensity. And then it comes also from, well, 303 comes from 3306, meno, M-E-N, emphasis on the M-E-N, hyphen O, which means to stay in a given place. Oh my God. To stay. Okay, I'm gonna stop right here before I go any further. Just this thought come to me. Maybe a lot more people who come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ that need to be discipled. that end up falling away, if this were taught more in the church,
yes,
and the communion was done more in the church, yes, they would not drift away and go back into the world.
Yes.
Listen to, because listen to this definition. Listen to this. 3306. Meno. To stay in a given place, state, or relation, or expectancy. To abide, continue, dwell, endure, be present, remain, and stand.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. Mm-hmm. To stay in a given place, to stay in a given place, state, that's going to be a state of heart, state of mind, state of
mm-hmm.
soul,
mm-hmm.
or relation, to stay in this relation, or to stay in expectancy.
Mm.
Maybe mm. we'd have a greater expectancy of what the Lord can do and wants to do if we spent more time around the table of fellowship, the communion mm-hmm. with
right.
Him. Maybe that would increase our expectancy upon God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a supernatural.
Yes.
It's supernatural, y'all. It means to abide. So when you're doing this, breaking the bread mm-hmm. and drinking the wine or juice in remembrance of me, he says it translates your abiding.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action of abiding in me. Continue, abide, dwell, it's an action of dwelling in me. To endure, to be present, it means like you're present with me. Right here in doing this, you are present with me. You are present with me right here in doing this. I am with you. Just as much as God was with the Hebrew people when they put the blood over the door. Just as much for us in communion. Okay. If the Hebrew, if the Jewish people remember Passover, and they do,
mm-hmm.
is that a sad indictment against the body of Christ that we don't remember the communion table like they remember the Passover?
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
That we think somehow it's sacrilegious to do it more than once a year or twice mm-hmm. or three times a year. No, do it in your home.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as often as you do it, we're not remembering him this way. He said to remember me this way, to stay in this given place with me, this state or relationship of expectancy, to abide, to continue, to dwell, to endure, to be present, to remain, to stand. That when we do this, Jesus says, that's what all this means. When you're remembering me, you're doing all this
mm-hmm.
by remembering him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You're doing all this.
Mm-hmm. The church has gotten to the point where they think that's just religious.
That's because we made it ritual or religious.
Well, that's because they came in and didn't. The elders who should have kept it going and insisted that it kept on going. And when I say elders, I'm talking about the
mm-hmm.
believers. They just say, well, if they don't want it, we need them in the church. We won't do it. But instead of standing firm in what the Lord had said,
mm-hmm.
then the lax came in.
Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the understanding, to get your direction from what the Lord says to do.
Because, briefly, I just thought about when you said that. I said, I now know why the Lord told me to do communion at my wedding. I knew in some ways anyway, but even more so when you read that, I said, because
mm-hmm.
it was a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that needed to be remembered in mine and Papa's.
Yes.
And anybody that was there.
Yes.
A covenant.
Yes.
Some people probably didn't realize that, but
mm-hmm.
some people did. So.
Well, not only that, too, that went forward even to the things right now that you are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
said, no, you're saying, God, we remember.
Because it is so important.
We remember.
It is so
God.
Important.
Amen. Yes.
Because he's got me doing a
And then you bring them in remembrance of that. That because of that covenant you had in the presence of God, there are blessings that follow that covenant that cannot be taken away from you. Amen.
Because I was going to say that this is, actually some of this is on the same branch as the Mary thing. Just let that soak in later.
Yes.
This is on the same branch as the Mary.
Yes. How you relate to him. How you hear. How you hear. In what way? By your locality, how you are listening, how you position yourself to hear him.
Yeah, that was the position.
But Jesus is saying here, you know, he's saying so much here. He said, do this, you're waiting, as you're waiting with an expectancy from me.
The more you do it, the stronger you get in.
Sure.
I giggled because, you know, some sayings, sometimes we've heard them so much we get tired of it.
Yeah.
Like if you go into a gift shop, the family that stays together, this family that prays together stays together.
Yeah.
And but then that made my thought go to, but no, that really is true.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was a saying from way back then because they had a richer, greater understanding of it because they did it compared to the families now.
Right.
But it was overkill.
But the thing about it is that...
But there is truth.
Family reunions.
Mm.
The more you do this, the more you're in a reunion with Jesus. The stronger... You are because it keeps marking you more deeply. Because last week we talked about his marks.
Yeah.
Recognize the marks.
Mm-hmm.
Make them noteworthy. It becomes more and more noteworthy to you. Because you keep marking it in yourself.
Yes.
It becomes deeper and richer. You're in a family reunion.
Yes.
You pray with him.
Mm.
So you stay with him. So those old sayings, it just because, yes, it's like Nancy said, it becomes overkill in some ways, but it's because back then they experienced it because they did it as a society.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was a real thing for them to pray together and to have family reunions in the natural.
Yeah.
It was strength, and we don't have that now. But anyway, I'm getting to the point of communion and partaking in the bread and the blood, especially, that it becomes rich. I'm using that natural for this because the Lord just gave that picture to me.
Well, in light of the word repetition, talking about the repetition, do it with an intensity is what you're bringing it back into focus. Yes, but the thing about it, too, that we have to remember, too, is that the family that prays together stays together. When you see those banners or those plaques, we forget sometimes that there might be somebody that walks in that store. That's the first time they ever saw it.
Yeah.
It could be the word that hits a mark inside them where God brings.
I know.
So both sides are true. But the point here in this thing, both sides are true. But because you can hear something just like with a parent. It's very true. You can keep on telling your child, if you don't do this, I'm going to do so and so.
Yeah.
If you don't do this, I'm going to do. And you kept on, oh, don't do that. It becomes so. They expect you. They expect you to hear it again. They take no action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So repetition can make a person dull of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then in this respect, Jesus is saying it brings an intensity into your life because you know what the truth is. I can sit down and have communion right here. But if I'm not abiding and I don't understand what I'm doing, I'm not getting anything out of it.
Okay.
But it's in the understanding that, going back to the words of Mary, she's chosen the better part. And the better part that she got a hold of, what Mary discovered and got a hold of that would never be taken away from her, is she learned how to hear. She gained understanding when she heard.
And then action. Communion, you got to do it.
Yes.
You got to partake.
Yes.
Faith without works is death.
Yes.
You can't just hear the words and not do.
You make a choice.
You can't do without knowing exactly how, what, and where, and how to do the word.
That's right. That's right. Well, it goes back to the word choice.
Is,
It goes back to the word choice. The choice is that point where your motion and actions proceed.
Yes.
Whatever you choose in life, Carmen, becomes a point. From that point on, all your actions and your motions reflect what you chose.
Consider your ways.
Consider your ways.
Consider your ways.
Amen.
Woo!
It would be best, you know, because those little points that say, you know, because it rhymes. A rhyme is key.
And I
agree, because when you're going to say it.
Poetic is wrong.
I think what it needs to do with signs is that pray to the Lord God of Israel, mm-hmm. and your family will stay together.
Together.
You know, mm-hmm. name the God that you need to pray to, because a lot of people pray to the wrong God. So it can mean that something to them.
Yeah,
let's get precise about who you need to pray to.
Amen.
Well, there's truth in that too.
We really need to be live. I'm gonna tell you, really need to be live.
Well, we'll just have to consider how we need to do that.
We need to consider. Facebook Live.
Well, that's not by camera, though. You don't need a camera to do that. You connect. Do you have to have a camera?
You can get it on your cell phone.
Okay.
Or your iPad.
Right.
Yeah. And you can get your stand, put it on the stand. And, you know, your movement, you know, but you can have where you want to see the whole thing.
Well, we need to consider that.
You can get on Facebook Live with the cameras and stuff.
I'm going to consider that. I'm going to consider that. We're going to go forward to that. I'm going to pursue that.
You want me to continue reading?
No. We're going to go to the next word the Lord brought to mind. I think we've got that pretty much
We do.
I think we've got that abiding, repetition, intensity. And the strength that comes with that, it's the endurance that comes with that, the stand. So the next word that stuck out to me was the word month. Verse 2, 12:2, Exodus 12:2. He says, God says to Moses to instruct the people, from now on this month will be the first month of the year for you. From now on this month. So the word that stuck out to me there was month. God chose this month. Okay, so I looked up the word month. If you want to go deeper into an understanding of what God's saying, you got to go back to, and thank God for these people who dug it out, who dug out the Hebrew and the Greek for us, okay? So you got to go back to the Hebrew. So month is number 2320. It's Kodesh, K-H-O, emphasis on the K-H-O, hyphen D-E-S-H. That sounds like a Jewish word, doesn't it? Hebrew word, Kodesh. It means the new moon. Their calendar is a lunar calendar. Ours is a solar calendar. Their calendar, Hebrews calendar, is based on the moon. It means a new moon. But this is what really got me, and Carmen's just going to regret she walked out of the room this time. We'll just have to review again. Okay. Kodesh 2320
recorded.
Comes from another word, 2318, which is Kodesh. K-H-A-W-D-A-S-H, Kodesh. Kodesh means to be made new. To rebuild. Oh, my God. To renew. The word moon, 2320, a month, I'm sorry, I'm getting excited. Exodus 12:2, the word month. Is 2320 Kodesh, which means the new moon, which comes from another word, 2318, Kadash, or Kadash, which means to be new, to rebuild or renew. So what is the Spirit of God saying? What is God saying to Moses to tell the people? From now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. From now on, this month, right now, is when you're going to begin to rebuild. You're going to begin to be renewed.
This is the beginning of their calendar.
But it's spiritual, too. I'm going to rebuild your nation. I'm taking you out of Egypt, where you've been slaves. This is a memorial month because this month I am beginning to rebuild and renew this nation. Selah, apply it right now to what's going on in America. This month, I am going to see what you get when you still skip over words. Ask Holy Spirit which words in your heart, what jumps out to you when you're reading it? Uh-huh. What jumps out to you? Who would have ever thought in the past I'd never look at the word month? I just skimmed over it.
Uh-huh.
Why this month?
The Lord put it in. You listened.
Why this month? Mark this month from now on, he said. Because this is a month you begin to rebuild.
Oh, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. I had to look this up when you said I had to look it up. The moon phases for 20. So I looked up New York because I wanted to get the East Coast. There's going to be a full moon on April the 7th. And it's going to be called, it's a super moon, and it's going to be called a pink moon. And when I first put this in, to look it up, I just put new moons. And this thing about horoscopes came up. And I briefly looked at it, and I said, well, that's not what I want. But
no.
God showed me. But it said that in the horoscopes, it's going to be a bad time when the pink moon comes.
But not so.
For them.
Hold it. Go on, Nancy.
When I saw that, then when I did pull it up and it said a pink moon, I said, "Oh, that's why they're so concerned about it with the horoscopes and stuff, because we know what that is, okay? Because it's going to be destruction."
Okay. Yeah.
But
hold
come
that
on,
thought.
Come on.
Okay.
I got my thought. I got and then a third quarter, but the new moon, but a super moon.
I'm gonna tell you why this is so interesting. God help me. I don't want this for them. God mercy. We also have to remember God's a God of judgment. Remember what he said about Italy. He heard the kids. I'm gonna tell you, the whole time New York's been going through this, I thought, oh God.
Oh,
you won't judge one without the other.
That's the judgment
the kids,
area.
Last year, when they proclaimed on their floor and they cheered like a football team, like their team was winning, and they passed that law about abortion, there was the color pink was involved. I can't remember what they did, Nancy.
They did something. It nauseated me, so I didn't even want to look at it.
They did something with the color pink. Concerning that law. But we can cry out for mercy.
Yes.
When you said pink, I went, it's been I've had that little trailing thump in the back of my head. And then Susan sent me, I read it to Kathy. Susan sent me a David Wilkerson, somebody pulled up a prophetic word from him.
I read that.
1986.
Yes. About the destruction of New York.
There was going to be a plague across the world that would shut down bars, government, and churches, and New York would have a shaking like they'd never had before. Then when you said pink, I went, oh, God, that trailing thought I've had in the back of my head, but we can cry
out
for
mercy. Because of the righteous there.
Right.
Because of the righteous there that God told them to stay. They can't leave. They didn't want it.
You can't
they touch didn't
the
want
children.
It.
You can't touch the children.
God is tired.
God
I mean,
tired
I heard it by some other prophecy, but I read that. But another reason this is judgment. You know, God didn't bring this.
No.
This is a man-made virus.
Right.
And it's number 19, so there was 18 before. But anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. So, and people say, why did God do this? But we know he did.
No.
But he's going to glorify. But, okay. The name of the pink moon.
This will get to the next word we're going to look at.
Pink.
The name of the pink moon comes from pink flowers, the phylox, phlox.
Mm-hmm. I would think you'd F there. That blooms in spring. All right? And it's a wild ground, and it's a pretty flower. But that's where they came from, because of the way the solars come, and when the moons happen like that, whatever flower is predominant, they would name it after that flower. So I'm not going to go any farther than that, but I'm going to look up the name, the meaning of that flower.
Thank you. That word was coming out of my mouth. I want to know what that flower means. I'm going to tell you, when she
by
said
the seasons.
Pink, God help me, I remember.
It's all connected. It's all connected. God is perfect. I mean, everything fits together. Everything fits together. It's all connected. It's all connected. Okay, let's look at the next word here. Let's look at the next word, twilight. Let's go to verse 6. Exodus 12, verse 6, because this is going to go right in. I want to go ahead and get to it. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of this month. Is that where it says twilight? Yes. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight. Why twilight? Why twilight?
That's where they sit.
Well, I looked up the word twilight. I know in the natural.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I know in the natural, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper into see what the Lord was speaking, what symbolism, what was God using here? Why did he choose twilight is what I'm trying to say. Why did he choose twilight? Okay, twilight is 6153. And it comes from 6150. And 6153 comes from 6150. So therefore we get our definition from 6150. 6150 means the same as number 6148. So what does number 6148 mean? To exchange or to be security.
Ooh.
To exchange or be security. When you said a few minutes ago, Jesus. No, God didn't bring the virus, but God will take, you said it, Carmen. I got it. I don't know if anybody else heard it. But God, there's a covering. And when you don't obey God or you violate his law, then it's like that covering. Okay.
Yeah, he takes
twilight. Twilight. Even in the King James, it says evening. You're not ready for this. You're really not ready for this.
Oh God, I gotta stand up.
6153. And I just told you it came. I just told you it came from 6150. The idea of covering.
Oh my God.
With a texture to grow dusk at sundown. We know in the natural twilight it starts. The day, it's like the twilight is beginning to cover the day. We know that in the natural, right? It's a covering. The idea of covering with a texture to grow dusky at sundown, identical with 6148, to give or barter or be security, a kind of exchange or be surety. Why twilight? God says, I'm going to barter with you. Oh, my God. Why twilight? The lamb. This happens to the lamb at twilight. Why? God says, I am coming to you to barter with you or to be a security or to make an exchange with you.
Oh, my God.
Or to be surety for you. The Passover, the obedience to the Passover became a covering. God says, I'm bartering with you. I'm making an exchange with you. You're going to give me the blood. Oh, my God. And I'm going to give you life. You're going to give me the blood. And I'm giving you life. What God, in all of his mercy, would barter with a sinful humanity. What a God, what a love. What a love that God has for humanity. So we need to be crying out for New York. God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
That the body there would rise up.
The the blood, and we join in their cry, God, for the blood,
Jesus.
The blood. You said when you saw the blood, you would pass over, you would barter. And God, not just pass over now and barter, but let it be a memorial and a marked time that there is a marked change in that state. There is a marked change,
Jesus,
in that state.
Your name be glorified.
You see how much Jesus. More when you look at the word from us. God's just not choosing a word just to write and say
no.
And do something for a certain time, for a certain reason. He's got a deeper meaning behind why he says, do it this way.
Yes.
It goes back to how you hear.
Jesus.
Do it this way. Do it this way.
Jesus.
Oh,
we
my
know if we
Lord.
Do it the way he says to do things,
and
everything works out.
And it's change, y'all.
His hands off. For
oh,
the destruction to come on the earth, he just removes his hands because they did what he said. The judgment couldn't touch them because they were
God.
Covered.
Because they made an exchange. God bartered with them.
Yeah.
Wow. God bartered with them and God said, I've become your security. I'm your security now.
Yes.
Egypt, no wonder, go back to Isaiah. God said, I would have come to you and I wanted to give you peace.
Yes.
And rest. In your rest and
yes.
your peace, you'll find security and safety. But you would not have it. You said, no, we're going to go to Egypt for help.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so God is saying, I'm your surety.
Mm.
Egypt is not, because think about it, even some of the Israelites, when they got out into the wilderness and murmured against Moses and saying, we want to go back where?
To Egypt.
We want to go back to Egypt.
I keep thinking about Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
God.
I am your surety. I am
yes.
your covering.
Yes. And
when
I
Holy Spirit, when we first see him, he was brooding over the earth. He was covering. Oh, God.
Okay, this word twilight is an idea of a covering with a texture. I tell you, in this we will see the glory of God.
See,
it's an idea of, in this twilight, they saw the glory of God. They
saw
the covering of God. Even for us now, it's the idea of a textured covering.
God.
It's a textured
it's
covering. If something's textured, you can feel it.
Feel
yeah,
it.
You
yeah.
can grab
I'll
a hold
say,
of
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm. That's why, oh my God, it even comes more alive
Woo.
With what Chuck says. This will be the closest
yes.
that we
yes.
humans from that Passover will experience what they experienced in that biblical time. This is the closest, even for Israel,
yes.
I believe this will be the closest that it can be experienced to what they experienced.
Because God is crying out to us. It's all about the blood.
It's all about
it's
blood.
And think about the church. We've heard this before. That even in some denominations, they have removed the blood from their hymnals. They don't even sing songs about the blood.
God
so with
mercy.
The blood comes a protection.
Yes.
With the blood comes a covering.
Yes.
And I venture to say that the same churches are the same ones that begin to ordain homosexualities and let them minister from the pulpit.
Even in the garden.
The blood is a protection.
Even
it's a security.
Even in the garden, he killed, sacrificed the animals to cover.
To cover.
Adam.
My God. My God. Y'all, there's so much. I've got to read this word again about twilight just because I want to. Twilight. So, take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly, well, let's go back. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of this first month, meaning a time of to be rebuilt and renewed. And this animal, and this sacrifice is going to be your renewal. It's going to start the rebuilding process. The whole assembly of the community, everybody, the whole assembly of the community must slaughter the animal or young goat at twilight. At the time. Oh my God. At the time. I'm going to rebuild in this month at the time of twilight, at the time where I am coming to barter.
Mm.
with you. I am coming at this time to cover you and barter with you and to be security and make an exchange. When I see the blood, that's the exchange. When I see the blood, the exchange is at the point, the exchange happens at the point of the blood. Because when I see the blood, then I know you're making an exchange with me. I will become your covering. I will become your security. And you have made the choice, like with Mary, you have made the choice. And from that point of your choice, the rest of your emotions and actions will follow and will verify what choice you have made.
That's
will verify what choice
words,
you made.
Those words have been so big to me the last three or four weeks.
Lord.
When I see the blood,
yes. When I see it,
when I accept my barter. When I see the
you
blood,
accept
and
my
then
exchange.
I put the word in there, when I see the communion, Kathy will tell you, I came unglued. When I see the blood.
Okay, now let's go on to the next word. I know, Carmen. God's speaking to the body of Christ. It's so real. We're getting it. Okay, this was the next word that jumped out to me, urgency. This is the last one. I'm going to stop here. I want you to study that this week. Call me and let me know that you want to speak on a word God has given you. Call me and let me know. Call me and let me know, okay, so I can put you down. If not, I'm prepared. I'm going again with it. Amen. There's so much here. Okay,
yes.
This is beautiful. Oh, my God. This is so beautiful. Urgency. Eat the meal with urgency.
Urgency.
In the King James, it says haste. Here's the word spelled out. KHIP-PAW-ZONE with the exclamation mark on the ZONE. The emphasis is on that part of the syllable. Kahilpazon. Hasty flight. We know that. Urgency means hasty flight. That even sounds like that. Kahilpazon. Kahilpazon. And you Hebrew scholars out there listening to me are laughing at me. Okay. Hasty flight, but it comes from another word, 2468, which means an Israelitis.
I got that one.
It comes from another word, an Israelitis. Hold up.
That's feminine.
Hold up. H-U-L-D-A. Hasty flight from numbers 2468, an Israelitis. And then it says, describes this Israelitis as a holder, H-U-L-D-A.
And that means?
And that comes from, another, was it?
That I was
one,
ready for that.
There was
no
definition.
When I heard it first, I knew that
had
to do with a woman. You don't have anybody.
Yeah, yes. And that word, 2468, comes from another word, 2467, which means a weasel. From its gliding motion. You ever heard somebody trying to weasel out of it? You can weasel right out of that. Okay, spiritual application.
Because they can
spiritual application.
Skinny, they can the smallest of an open.
Spiritual application. Keep your mind spiritual application. From the same as, this 2467, a weasel from its gliding motion, is the same as the word 2465, which means to glide swiftly. So God is saying, you're going to glide swiftly out of this. You're going to weasel your way out of this in a good way. You're going to glide, do it hastily. You're going to glide right out of here. Look. It means glide swiftly, life. It means life as a fleeting portion of time. And I just got in my notes here in the middle of all this, like a weasel. I just put just for fun here. We've heard before, it's not biblical truth, but Jehovah Sneaky.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The God of the unexpected.
The God
of the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. It's in the middle of this. God says, "Eat it with urgency, because you're going to glide. You're going to glide swiftly. You're going to weasel out of this."
That's just like that old saying that people say, "Are you trying to weasel out of this?"
Yes.
And so it's been taken, used in a negative way, because that people would say, "Oh, you're just trying to get so you don't have to do something." But God is showing it from the beginning. That was His saying. Yes. We're going to.
You're
going to
drive right out of this.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
So God is telling them, you're going to drive right out of this.
Yeah. Mm.
You are going. That's what it is for the body of Christ and those that believe in the blood.
Yeah.
They're going to glide right out of this.
It's going to be obvious to people who the true believers are compared to the ones who say they believe and they don't.
Because we have the words of life. The same thing that Peter said to Jesus, where else can we go? Only you have the words of life. Well, he has put that word in us.
Yeah.
We have the words of life.
And people will seek you out like they've never sought you out. They used to think, but think you were crazy. Now they want to know what you have to say.
Yes.
And that's what we don't take credit, I know. But I'm just saying, I just some things that the Lord showed.
Yes.
And something he's told me I'm going to be doing.
Well,
and that can't talk about that. But
no.
Well, the Lord,
if we're glorifying God's word, then God wants what we have to say come out and be heard and be honored.
Yeah.
Because we're glorifying his word.
Yeah. And any credit.
Absolutely.
Nothing. Don't. My opinion. I don't like it when people, when I share the word, and somebody comes up to me and tells me, good job.
Yeah.
Not my job.
No.
It's my privilege. It's
Amen.
My anointing. I humble.
Amen.
That he would choose me.
Amen.
Reveal anything to me.
Amen.
It's not a job, people.
No, it's not. It's not a duty and obligation. I know that's just a religious thing that people say in church that we have to break ourselves up.
And it was a leader, somebody in leadership that knew that.
Well, the gliding here, we can end it in this respect. And anyone else has any comment, we'll give you a chance to say that. And remember, next week is your open pulpit. But the word, the significance for the gliding in this, for me, and the reason I said Jehovah Sneaky, is that God does indeed turn everything for our good. And even in the middle of this, God has a plan. And God, that's why... Well, let me give you the scripture reference for expect the unexpected. I did not give you that scripture reference. I started to make that our blessing for this week, so I didn't notate it like I should have. But it's Isaiah 64:3-4. So let's read that. Isaiah 64:3-4. What I mean by that with the concept of expectancy and weasel and you're going to glide swiftly out of something is that in the middle of this, God is going to do something wonderful that was unexpected. Mm-hmm. He is going to turn, even though he did not cause this, he did not bring this, he is going to cause good to come out of this for those that love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
It's going to work out for our good, but let's look at it's going to work. Because, to glide out of this situation unscathed definitely shows you that the goodness of God is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 64:3-4. Let's read that. We're going to end on this note. If anybody else has a comment, we'll definitely take that comment.
I will say that your mother's whole place out here has pink flowers.
Uh-huh.
And pink out there.
Pink. Well, spring is a color. She uses that color for that. Okay, 64:3-4. Now, I particularly like this in the Amplify, but I don't have the Amplify with me, so I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation.
I have Amplify.
Okay. Well, let's start with verse 1. Verse 1, 64, Isaiah 64:1. Oh, that you would burst from the heavens and come down. How the mountains would quake in your presence, as fire causes wood to burn and water to boil. Your coming would make the nations tremble.
Mm.
Then your enemies would learn the reason for your fame. When you came down long ago, you did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectation. Oh, how the mountains quaked. You did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectation. That's what I mean by expect the unexpected. Expect the good unexpected from God. We should always live. That's what we said communion means, remembrance. It's you're in expectation. we should always expect the good unexpected from God in the middle of this.
Every day. Every day.
We should always expect it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to end with a blessing, and then I'm going to end with a blessing. The Lord bless you. May Yahweh, He who exists, kneel before you presenting gifts and keep you. May Yahweh, He who exists, guard you with a hedge of thorn protection that will prevent Satan and all your enemies from harming you. May He protect your body, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your loved ones, and all your possessions. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. May Yahweh, He who exists, illuminate the wholeness of His being toward you, continually bringing order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. May Yahweh be gracious to you. May He who exists provide you with perfect love and fellowship, never leaving you, and give you sustenance, provision, and friendship. The Lord lifteth His countenance on you. May Yahweh, He who exists, lift up and carry His wholeness of being toward you, bringing everything that He is to your aid, supporting you with His entire being, and may He give you peace. May Yahweh, He who exists, set in place all you need to be whole and complete, so that you can walk in victory moment by moment by the power of Holy Spirit. May He give you supernatural health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfection, fullness, rest, harmony, as well as the absence of agitation and discord. In Jesus' name, amen.